Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello and welcome to your very, well, it's not so late, but it's still late Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swagger. Yes, it's the 9th of July, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. As you may or may not have heard, the New York Stock Exchange yesterday had a little bit of, shall we say, a glitch. Also yesterday, United Airlines also had a glitch. And the Wall Street Journal's website also went down as well. But that was probably everybody going over there saying, hey, what happened to the New York Stock Exchange? Now, around 11:30 Eastern Time yesterday morning, the New York Stock Exchange said, nope, halt all trading. We're not going to trade anymore. We got a glitch. Shut it off. And they didn't turn it back on all the way till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, they said that no, it was no cyber attack. They didn't have any breach or anything. United Airlines was also saying the same thing about their system, which went down at 8 o'clock that morning, too. We've still yet to hear from the Wall Street Journal. Their website is back up, and they've never said anything. Now, if you're thinking that, well, maybe not. Could they be connected? Maybe they're not. We don't really know. It could be just speculation right now. But one thing we did find out is that Anonymous, yes, you know, Anonymous, those people out there on the interwebs, they posted a tweet as in yesterday, before all of this happened, saying that, I wonder if it's going to be a bad day on Wall Street tomorrow. Coincidence? I don't know. We'll continue to follow the story for you, but if I know anything, whoever knows what really happened, we'll probably stay with the people that know what really happened. Britons will be familiar with this, the 999 system. Yeah, US, yeah, that's like their version of 911. But the Institution of Engineering and Technology, that's IET for short, it's calling for a more modernized system. In other words, something that's going to embrace text and apps too. So of all that they're proposing here, you know, the apps, the text, what it would do, it would pass on those messages to a human operator. And they're also wanting to make better use of, say, cell phone technology with built-in GPS, so it could better pinpoint a person's location or identify the whereabouts of, say, a stolen handset. They're also wanting to take it a step further, saying that we'll let the app access the camera so you could actually have a one-on-one conversation. Of course, this is just all being proposed right now. IET will meet with representatives from the government, BT, Ofcom, and the mobile phone industry to discuss the best way to modernize the UK's police, ambulance, and fire services systems. So are you an app fanatic? Are you one of these people that just has an impulse buy all the time on the Apple App Store? Or maybe you're a developer? Well, this news is for you, because prices are going up, well, at least in some locations. Apple has actually emailed developers and informing them that they will soon be hiking prices and introducing new pricing tiers to several international markets. Customers in these countries that will be affected include Mexico, South Africa, South Korea, and Turkey. Gobble, gobble. Developers selling their apps in South Korea will see their prices increase by 10% for a value-added tax. Yikes. Now, with those increases, Apple's also bringing the alternate Tier A and alternate Tier B price plans. This basically gives developers a choice of one or the other when they sell apps in these certain markets. Now I know, you're thinking, okay, when do these changes take effect? They're going to start today, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Yep, sorry, blame Apple. Alright, it is Thursday, so it's time to head over to Putin land and go to Russia, yes. Yes, the Russians are saying if you're thinking about taking a selfie, think again. No, they're not sticking the KGB on you. At least I don't think so. This is more the Russian government warning its citizens of life-threatening dangers involved with selfies. Now really, it's in response to a series of accidents that have resulted from people trying to take selfies in high-risk situations. Say that you're on top of a building and, oh, look at me, and then you fall off. That's just plumb stupid selfie right there. Now authorities are actually handing out a bunch of pamphlets at schools and just on the streets, in which they're hoping to prevent similar stupid incidents in the future. Now, honestly, I don't know what these pamphlets look like at all. Probably got a big old picture of Putin on the front of them.
This is Putin, reminding you that selfies can kill.
And finally. Now, today's And Finally actually comes in care of Princess Bagel. I found this for her on Twitter. And I just had to include it on today's news show because it just sounds something that I would love to do and then probably would regret it in the end. How would you like to make a cool, easy $18,000? Oh, yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it? Here's something even better. How would you like to make that $18,000? Laying in bed. That's all you need, just lay in bed. Sound good? All right, now here's another kicker. How would you like to lay in bed for 70 days? Yeah, that's right. NASA is currently looking for volunteers to participate in a bed rest studies. The participants will have to spend 70 days straight in bed. But you're going to get that $18,000 at the end. That is if you wake up. Now, patients are allowed to read books, they can Skype, they can play games, they can use their phones, computers, whatever pretty much they want to do. You just can't get your butt out of bed. Now, of course, these experiments are actually designed to find ways of preserving astronauts' health and safety during periods of extended space travel. However, though, here's the fine print. The entire duration of the study actually lasts between 97 and 105 days. Now, the first 13 days are for people that don't want to exercise. Yeah, yeah, I fit in that category. And there's a 21 days for people that love to just work it. Mm-hmm. Now, for those days, you're actually able to move freely in and out of bed, within the bed rest facility, of course. But once that's done, your 70 days kicks in, and boom, you are stuck underneath the covers. And during that time, you're going to be subject to bone, muscle, and heart tests, as well as the test of your circulatory and nervous systems. They're also going to test your nutritional condition, your body's capacity to fight off infections, and so many other things. So, after hearing all that, you're probably going to have problems getting out of bed. You may be able to walk for a little bit after that. You know, you might even have to have a little bit of therapy just to be able to move around again. Is it worth it? $18,000? Yeah, what the hell? Sign me up. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find all the British Tech Network shows over at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can also follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with you Friday. Oh, yeah. Edition of the BTN News Show. Getting you caught up on all that's going to happen over the next 24 hours of the best in tech news. We'll see if the stock markets go down again. Who knows? In any case, hope you're having a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much for listening.